Studio Classroom is here for you. It helps you in all you do. It helps you know what to do. So tune in and now enjoy the fun.
Hello everyone, my name is Garrett, and today is a great day to learn something new.
So let's do that together, friends. My name is Anne-Marie.
And you're watching Studio Classroom. Friends, are you ready to relax? Well, we can't fully do that. We do have things to learn today, but we're talking about something that's pretty relaxing.
It certainly is. We're talking all about cozy gaming. Now, when we use the word gaming, we're usually talking about playing online games. This could be on your cell phone or on a computer or maybe a gaming console as well.
Right, we are talking about video games today. They don't have to be online, but we're talking about a specific kind of games, ones that are these days called cozy games. They're games that don't give you a lot of stress. You can slowly play them as you relax, maybe enjoy a story or watch something, maybe listen to some music. Anyway, they are fun.
We are going to learn more about them in our article, friends, so let's get started right now.
Cozy gaming. Power up and slow down. Imagine playing video games that feel like a warm blanket on a rainy afternoon, unlike some games in which playing at a fast pace reigns supreme. Cozy games take a gentler approach. Their focus is relaxation. Players set their own speed and make creative choices without levels or the pressure to win.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab, I'm Jack. 一起来看 pace 这个名词也就是步伐、速度。譬如 Clara kept the same pace as her friend, matching her steps as they walked through the park. Clara 和朋友在公园散步时保持着相同的步伐配合彼此的脚步。Pace 也可以当动词也就是来回踱步。譬如 Liam paced outside the hospital,His hands shaking as he checked the clock again. Liam 在医院外来回踱步，双手颤抖，再次查看时间。片语 pace oneself 是指调整自己的速度和节奏，放慢脚步。譬如 Ava learned to pace herself at work instead of trying to finish everything at once.Ava 学会在工作中量力而为，而不是想要一次完成所有事情。
Are you ready to get started, friends? Are you ready to power up?
That's a great thing for us to take a look at first, friends. To power up means to start or charge a device. It could also mean to feel more energetic.
Yes. Here's an example with that phrase.I need to power up my phone before leaving. Or I need to power up my computer and start working.
Now we see here in our article, power up and slow down. So these two things seem a little bit opposite. If power up means to feel more energetic, then slowing down would be the opposite.
Sure, but here we're going to power up our computers or other devices and slow down our lives and relax a bit.Imagine playing video games that feel like a warm blanket on a rainy afternoon.
That sounds nice. Unlike some games in which playing at a fast pace reigns supreme, cozy games take a gentler approach. Before we move on, let's talk about this word, approach.
All right, your approach is your way of dealing with something or maybe even someone.
Here's a way you could use the word approach in a sentence. She has a calm approach when she's trying to solve a problem.
Okay, so their focus is relaxation. That's the focus of the kind of game that we're talking about. Let's talk about relaxation.
This is the state of being calm and free from stress.
For example, reading brings me deep relaxation. That is nice indeed.
It is. Now, what is so relaxing about these games? Because Garrett, I have to say, when I play video games, it often stresses me out. If I can't jump onto the thing or run across fast enough, I'm just not very good at it. It's
sure.
not relaxing.
I understand that, and that's true of a lot of games. While we read, players set their own speed and make creative choices without levels or the pressure to win.
Ah, this is interesting. Let's talk about pressure first, friends. Pressure is strong stress or force to do something.
Okay, for example, he felt pressure to win the game. You might feel pressure in school or pressure in work.
I see here why these games are more relaxing. You can set your own speed or your own pace, and then you don't necessarily have levels that you need to work your way through.
Right, you're not trying to compete against those levels or necessarily even compete against other people.
Maybe the goal isn't to beat something or someone or get through something. The goal of the game is maybe a little different.
Absolutely. It depends on the game, but either way, it's a bit more relaxing. Well, friends, we have more to learn. Let's go to our next reading.
Cozy gaming. In these games, you grow plants, cook, decorate, or build, as well as make friends with delightful characters. The music is soft, and the colors are warm. Cozy games, such as The Sims, Harvest Moon, and Animal Crossing, have been popular for years, but they became even more so during the pandemic. The various games helped people connect when meeting in person wasn't possible. Since the pandemic, cozy games have remained popular because they help people relax.
Delightful, 意思是令人愉快的,可喜的。 譬如, Susan received a delightful surprise when her friends threw her a farewell party. Susan 的朋友们为她举办了一场送别派对, 这让她惊喜万分。 Delightful 去掉字尾的 F-U-L 就变成名词, delight 是表示愉快或是欣喜。 譬如, Watching the puppy chase its tail was a simple but genuine delight. 看着小狗追着自己的尾巴转圈是一种简单却纯粹的快乐。来学另一个形容词 delectable, 意思是美味的、令人垂涎的。譬如 Zoe captured a photo of her delectable breakfast before taking the first bite. Zoe 在吃第一口之前先拍下了她那顿美味的早餐照片。
Alright friends, does this sound interesting to you? Do you want to be a cozy gamer? Well, let's talk about some of these games.
I want to be a cozy gamer. Games without pressure sound great to me. So let's learn about a few of them together, friends. We read, in these games, you grow plants, cook, decorate, or build, as well as make friends with delightful characters.
Ooh, okay, that sounds nice. It is always good to make friends with others. Let's talk about that phrase. It means to become friendly with someone. If you make friends with them, then you are friends afterward.
That's right. Here's a way you can use make friends with in a sentence. Try to make friends with your classmates. That's always a good idea.
Yes, it is. Well, in these games, the music is soft and the colors are warm. Cozy games such as The Sims, Harvest Moon, and Animal Crossing have been popular for years.
I've definitely played The Sims a lot in the past, especially when I was younger. I enjoyed building houses for the characters and then watching them live their lives, or rather, telling them how to live their lives.
Yeah, I think I've played it a little bit. I don't remember what the goals are in that game.
There's really not a major goal. It's really just like taking a character through their lives. Maybe that's why it's so cozy.
Yes, and I think that's true for these other games too. It's to see what you can build, to see what happens. Maybe you have some fun little goals, but you're not really competing against anyone.
For sure. Before we move on, we need to define this word cozy, friends. If something is cozy, it's warm, comfortable, and often relaxing.
All right. For example, a cabin can feel very cozy in the winter. Often that word is associated with warm and soft things, or similar feelings you get from other things.
Yes. Now, we see in our article here that these types of games have been popular for many years, but something happened to make them even more popular.
Yes, they became even more so during the pandemic. We see that little phrase there, more so, or even more so. That's even greater, or to a larger degree, than before.
Let's use more so in a sentence. Today is cold, but tomorrow will be even more so. It will be even colder.
Okay, yes. So the pandemic brought on all sorts of changes. We all know that. And one of those is to cozy gaming. The various games helped people connect when meeting in person wasn't possible.
So this word connect, friends, means to join together or to feel close to someone.
Here's that word in a sentence. Music helps me connect with my feelings.
So we see here in our article that many of these cozy games have an online component where you can interact with people online that you're not in the same room with. Maybe your character is in the same world, or maybe you're trying to reach goals together.
Yeah, I know we've talked before on the program about ways to connect with people who live far away from you online, and games like this could be another way to do that, even though the pandemic isn't such a big influence.
For sure. All right, friends, let's keep looking here. Since the pandemic, cozy games have remained popular because they help people relax. I think that is the key here to how these types of games are different than other types of video games. Maybe for other types of video games, you want something exciting or something that really gets your heart rate going. But for cozy games, the goal or the point is to actually relax.
Right. I think for some people, they only would love a game like this, a cozy game. Their life is stressful enough. And for others, it will just depend on your mood and how you're feeling. Sometimes you're more tired. Sometimes you need a little more stimulation and excitement.
Yeah, that's definitely true. All right, friends, we have more to learn about cozy games in just a moment. And right now, it's time for us to take a deep dive.
Deep dive.
Hi, friends. Let's take a deep dive into the English language together. What are we looking for today? Smell the roses. I used to rush everywhere, speed walking like I was training for an Olympic event no one else knew about. One day I realized I'd walked past the same street musician for 2 years without ever stopping to listen. So I finally paused, and wow, taking that moment felt like someone hit the refresh button on my brain. That's exactly what smell the roses means. To slow down, enjoy the moment, and appreciate the small good things in life. It doesn't have to involve actual roses. It can be, I took a break from studying to smell the roses and watch the sunset. Life moves fast. Don't forget to smell the roses. Sometimes the full phrase is said as stop and smell the roses. It's a reminder to stop sprinting and start noticing. There are a few similar expressions that carry the same idea. Take a breather means to pause for a moment of rest. Soak it all in means to appreciate an experience fully, like a view or a moment. Live in the moment is when you focus on what's happening right now, not your to-do list. No matter the phrase, the message is the same. Life isn't a race. Sometimes the best thing you can do is pause and maybe listen to that street musician you keep walking past. Thanks for diving deep with me. Stay afloat. Until next time.
Cozy gaming. Cozy games remind us that it's okay to slow down and smell the roses. They offer peaceful entertainment. They also give people an opportunity for a break in a busy world. Whenever you want to release some stress, try a cozy game. It may be just the gentle escape you need.
Opportunity 这个名词意思是机会，譬如 For Leo, volunteering opened up an opportunity to meet people from around the world. 对 Leo 来说，志工服务让他有机会认识来自世界各地的人。形容词是 opportune, 是表示恰当的或是事实的。譬如 Rain began to fall at the most opportune moment, cooling the summer heat.雨在最适当的时刻落下，为炎热的夏日带来清凉。另一个相关的名词是 opportunist， 意思是投机者或是机会主义者。譬如 ，While some saw risk, one clever opportunist turned the situation into a business success。当一些人看到的是风险时，一位聪明的投机者将这种情况转化为一场商业成功。以上就是今天的 Language Lab. I'll see you next time.
Friends, slow down. If your life is full of stress and busyness, it's important to find some time to relax. Maybe you want to do that with some cozy gaming.
But it's so hard to remind yourself to slow down when you have a lot to do. We see here that cozy games remind us that it is okay to slow down and smell the roses. We've said this phrase several times now, so let's define it, friends. What does slow down mean?
Well, it could mean that you are actually slowing your speed, like when you're running or driving a car.But here, it means that you're slowing down the pace of life. You're going to maybe do a few less things, take a little bit more time to rest and relax.
Here's an example. We've had something on the schedule every day for weeks. Tonight, let's slow down and spend some time at home.
All right, yes, and of course, it's also good to smell the roses. We talked about that earlier. They offerPeaceful entertainment, that is, those cozy games.
Yes, and entertainment, friends, this is activities that amuse or interest people.
Yeah, things you find interesting and fun. For example, movies provide great entertainment for many people.
Different kinds of entertainment make you feel different things, right? For example, if your type of entertainment is reading a scary book or watching a horror movie,That doesn't necessarily relax you.
Yes, and other times, yeah, you do want something that's a bit more exciting. That's the entertainment you want, because maybe life has been a little boring lately.
For sure. So the thing about these cozy games is that it's a type of entertainment that does help you slow down and relax. They also give people an opportunity for a break in a busy world.
Right. We've talked about that concept many times already. It is true that in today's world, many of us have a lot going on, and it's okay. Don't feel bad about slowing down and getting some relaxation.
Let's see how our article is about to end, friends. Whenever you want to release some stress, try a cozy game. Releasing stress is letting go of tension, and it makes you feel calmer.
Here's an example with that phrase in it. Exercise often helps me release some stress. Really, it just means that your stress will go down when you do something. there can be good ways to release stress and ways that are not as helpful.
Well, how do you usually release stress, Garrett? Are there certain activities or things that you like to do when you're feeling stressed out?
Honestly, it's not always the same thing. Sometimes watching a TV show is just right. Sometimes I want to read a book. And sometimes exercise is just right. I think doing a cozy game would be nice sometimes, though.
I think it would be for me as well. Usually, if I want to release some stress, my go-to is to read a book and eat a lot of snacks at the same time. But if I'm trying to work through a problem or I'm thinking too much, often exercise is a good thing for me to do as well.
Yeah, I'll say one other way that I like to release stress is if I'm thinking about too much. Watching a video that is very funny can help a lot because I just forget about all those other things.
Sometimes our go-to is scrolling on social media to relax, but that doesn't actually do a lot to help our brains calm down because it's just a lot of information very quickly. It doesn't really cause us to let go of that stress.
Okay, so cozy gaming can help you release some stress. We see it may be just the gentle escape you need.
All right, friends, what do you think about this? Do you like to play cozy games? Do you think you might want to start after reading this article? We'll talk about that in just a moment, but right now it's time for us to go to today's usage tip.
Hi, I'm Rex. 今天的 usage tip 要来看 reign supreme 这个片语，字面上的意思是至高无上的统治。Reign 是统治、支配的意思， supreme 则表示最高的、至上的。Reign supreme 是用来描述某人、某物或某事在某个领域中占据主导的地位。类似的用法有 dominate 或 hold the top position。但 Reign Supreme 更强调稳坐王位，不受挑战。例如 ，For decades, the company has reigned supreme in the smartphone market. 数十年来，这家公司在智慧手机市场上占据主导地位。
Friends, we've reached the end of today's article, and that means it's time for a talk about it question. Are you ready for it, Garrett?
I hope so.
All right, here it is.Would you rather play a cozy game or a competitive one?
All right, I would say I have played both of these types of games, but I don't love competitive games. They do give me quite a bit of stress. They're often very fast-paced, and I don't like losing. So they're not my favorites, but cozy games do sound great, or other kinds of adventure games,where I'm not trying to win, but there is a bit more excitement.
My answer is so similar to yours, Garrett, because when I play competitive games, it makes me feel really stressed out, especially if I can't keep up. If I feel like there's no way to win that game, I give up pretty fast.
And I think this question goes to other kinds of entertainment too. Do you enjoy an exciting action movie or a more relaxing movie?Or for books as well. The truth is, it might just depend on what your mood is right now.
That's how it is for me, for sure. If I'm in a mood for something exciting and adventurous, then maybe I'll read a more exciting book or watch a more exciting movie. But sometimes when you're really stressed out and you need to relax, playing a cozy game, reading a cozy book, or watching a cozy movie is definitely the way to go.
Right. The important thing that we talked about today is we all need to release some stress when we have a lot of pressure. So find a good way that helps you do that, so you're ready to go back to work.
All right, friends, that's all the time we have for today. My name is Anne-Marie.
And my name is Garrett. We'll see you again next time right here on
Studio Classroom. Bye.
I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.